We're talking this, we're talking that.
Hey, what are we talking about?
We're talking sex, not fiction, just facts.
Oh, man.
The freaky hookups that you just had.
It's gonna be good.
This ain't the birds and bees for mom and dad.
Uh-oh, here we go.
So, Ken, I took this guy home from the bar last night, and he wants to get super geeky with me. What's up with that?
Hey, yo, Ken, I'm really trying to drive the ladies wild. Can you tell me what to do? Can you give me some skills, please?
It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
Hi, this is Sex Chat with Dr. Cat. I'm your host, Dr. Cat Van Kirk, and this is...
Ross Martineau, your gay boyfriend, your guy about town.
He is. He's out and about and giving us all the down low.
Out, yes.
Yes, out, very out. And he's our gay male perspective.
So exactly.
Thank you for being here, Ross. Let's see. I'm a clinical sexologist and marriage and family therapist, and Ross and I like to give each of our perspectives on all of your sex and relationship questions.
That's right. If you want answers, we have. If you have questions, if you want answers, we've got them for you.
That's right.
You can call the Dr. Cat 24-hour day, 7 day a week listener line at 213-270-1968 or email us at sexchat@drcat.com, drkat.com.
That's right. And support us by supporting our sponsors. Go to adamandeve.com right now and get 50% off almost any item, plus a free mystery gift and free shipping on your entire order when you use our wonderful little offer code, Dr. Cat, at the checkout. That's DRKAT.
There you go.
And so we have something fun to announce. We actually have a new video podcast. I should say I have a new video podcast, but Ross does make his appearances.
I have my cameos.
He does. And you'll have to look for those because there's some really titillating things. They involve drag and dildo fights. So
exactly.
If that doesn't wet your whistle. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if you go to iTunes, and you're probably on iTunes if you're listening to this, if not Stitcher, but go to iTunes and look up Daily Sex Tips from Hawaii. You can just look up Daily Sex Tips. I think it'll show up. Or on YouTube, you can go to 365 Sex Tips, all run together. And they are literally daily sex tips.
Wow.
Every single day.
365 of them, I'm guessing.
Holy shoots, yes.
Wow. That would be daily.
That would be daily. Crazy how that correlates.
Exactly.
We did a lot of effing filming.
Yes,
oh, my
you
God.
Did.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. You need one of those now. I think the next branding is one of those peel away calendars.
Oh, my God.
You know.
You mean like the advent calendars?
Exactly. Well, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, wait.
Right.
But you're right. Little peel away, maybe underneath the tip and or. Like a little sex toy suggestion or something.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. On the front is the date, is the calendar today, with your sex tip. You know, today, March 2nd, I'm going to touch my hoo-ha.
Oh,
exactly.
Great.
Reintroduce myself to my
so
hoo-ha.
Nice.
And maybe on the back is a picture of someone's hoo-ha.
Oh, yeah.
Or a toy or something.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I will have to take that to one of our sponsors and see if they will ante up the dough.
Or in the back, it could say, your ad here.
Oh, right. Exactly. Yeah, we need more advertising. That's the way it goes. But yeah, so please go. Check it out, rate, review it. We're pretty excited about it. The production quality is awesome. We have to give
really
a shout
great.
Out to our boy Mario. He actually works on the Hawaii Five-O set, and he did all of our videography.
He
for
is
us.
The filmographer, the cinematographer,
the gaffer,
the grip, the stage manager.
He did it all, and I'm and in the midst of it, we shot all of it in Hawaii, so you'll see lots of cool locations, lots of wonderful sex tips. Sex tips are anywhere from 1 minute to 3 minutes, so it's just bite size.
Good.
And mm-hmm. Hope you guys enjoy. And if you have any tips you want us to cover, we've got one last filming session. We can always sneak that in.
There you go.
Or any requests of, outfits you'd like to see Ross in, or...
There you go. I'm taking requests.
He's
right
taking
now.
Requests. But speaking of requests, mm-hmm. So my request to have sex with my husband was finally fulfilled post-hernia.
Yay! And how long did you have to wait?
So we were originally told, if you all recall, that it was, we should give him at least 4 days of rest time.
Okay.
I was a saint and I gave him 5.
Wow. Okay. And were you gentle? Did you go on top at first?
We did. We started with the oral sex thing, just because that way you wouldn't have to worry about too much weight in certain areas.
Okay.
So that went well. But it's tricky, there's definitely a little swelling.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the places that would have been helpful,
right.
But in other places.
Right. And it's hard to tell. It's like, was that a good ooh-ah or was that like an ouch ooh-ah?
Oh, no, that's great. Keep going. Yeah. And then there's also the little, you know, the blood settles, you know, because gravity in the body, right, internally.
Right.
So there's always there was a lovely little necrosis spot on the testicles. It looked like, which
go.
he's gonna love that.
My
I use that term.
It's Michael Jackson.
In reverse. Oh wait.
Well, not after the bleaching.
Oh, it's true. It's true.
Anyway.
But everything went well. We did. We kind of worked into it. Started with the on top positions, and you
all
know,
right.
He's having to be. Had to be a little more gentle with just the testicles in general, so keep
right.
those stabilized
right.
for anyone who's had hernia surgery out there.
So he didn't drive you to Portland.
He did not.
As
he
it
did.
Were.
But we got halfway there.
Okay.
So. But the other thing is there is laparoscopic, right? So there are three incisions from the lower belly button down.
Okay.
So I joke with him now that those are his speed bumps to stop my hand from going down his pants.
There you go. Right.
And you, how was your week?
My week was good. You know, on the sex front, actually, I did a little bit of catch up. I wasn't able to watch my friends, as I call them.
Oh,
the
right.
The real world is,
yes.
is on here.
So you haven't bailed on them yet?
No, actually, it's gotten a little interesting.
Good.
Yeah, you know,
I'm playing catch up. I'm a few weeks out, so feel free to spoiler alert for everybody else, but update us.
Okay, yeah. So you know, Spencer / whatever his real name is, Zito. Dunstan or whatever.
Dustin Zito. There
yeah.
we go.
You know, so he's fully out now. Everyone, you know, it's out. You know, everyone knows, including his my air quotes girlfriend on the show, which I'm like, yeah.
Well, and out about.
About doing gay porn, having
right.
a gay porn past.
Okay.
You know, although he still isn't quite forthright about, like, having sex, you know.
Okay.
He still, like, kind of is like, well, we didn't really have sex. You had sex, buddy. Okay. We all know. This was filmed months ago.
We saw the penetration.
Yeah, there are clips out there. Anyway,
yes.
But what I thought was really interesting is there is another sideline about sex on the show. So, oh God, they're my friends, and I can't even think of their names.
Right.
So it's
they're so intimate.
It's Leroy and the other pretty girl, African American.
What is her name?
They hooked up anyway.
Okay, they did.
They did
I saw
up,
that much.
Okay, and
so
she was like, you know, wasn't not sure if she wanted to hook up. Anyway, they ended up hooking up. Well. Cut to a week later and a week and a half later. It burns when I pee.
No, come on.
My
really?
Vagina is stinging. Yeah. So
I want a real world supplies condoms.
Well, you know, I think it's like, you know, I think it's Margaret Mead. It's like, you
really?
Know what, this lion is about to kill
right.
this little teddy bear and I'm not going to intervene because that's life.
Just
you know?
Kind of looking through. Okay,
exactly,
yes.
Exactly.
Hearing through
but,
your fingertips.
You know, so, of course, you know, being the panicked man that he was, you know, absolutely did not rise to the occasion, didn't go with her to the woman's clinic, I know, which was kind of a
because at the very least, they're supposed to be friends.
Right,
or,
exactly.
Yeah, friendly,
you know,
yeah.
You know, he panicked. Anyway, so it was really good. It was kind of a slap in the
okay.
face of a little, like, you know, Teen Mom, only, you know, this was like the prequel to a Teen
yes.
Mom episode because
right.
she dodged the bullet, she's not pregnant, and it looks
okay.
like she doesn't have an STD. It was just a vaginal infection.
Really?
Yeah. But it was nice because for Leroy, you know, he looks right into the camera, is like, slap in the face, I do not have to sleep with as many girls as I think that I want to sleep with,
okay.
and use condoms.
Right, totally. And that's the thing, too, is I'm not anti-casual sex. I think there's kind of a time and place for that. It's just you've really got to... You know, you've got to do the safer sex thing
right.
and or mitigate through what kind of play you're engaging in.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And you know, in the moment, who are you going to believe? You know, he's a roommate
yeah.
and he's telling her, she asks, you know, have you used condoms with other girls? Yes, I have. Always, yeah. Now it comes out, well, maybe
See,
not
that's always.
Always
the answer.
Because
it's easy for, and in guys in particular, but women are just as bad. You
right.
know,
I was
going
to say, you want to
oh,
slap the liar and you
right.
want to slap the gullible person
right.
saying, oh, okay.
You can just never assume. And that's why even monogamous relationships, people are like, and granted, you know, you're married and you want to, you're in a longer-term, very committed relationship, like being married or something, right? But even so, monogamy is kind of like at face value. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? You never really know what that other person isn't doing when they're around you. Now,
Absolutely.
Is that something you should freak out and, like, obsess upon? No. But you got to choose your partners well, and you got to set up communication super early.
Right. And lots
you know?
And lots of trust. There has to be
That's
trust.
Right.
Trust and faith
That's
and communication.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, cool. Thank you for the update
yeah.
on that. And, you know, funny enough, speaking of someone who has had lots of sex in the past,
mm-hmm.
Our dear friend, Russell Brand.
Oh, right. Your friend.
Oh, I love him.
I know you do. I just think he's just always looks so dirty.
No, he is. I don't
okay.
know that I have like, sex with
dirty.
Him.
Okay.
But maybe if I just closed my eyes and listened to his accent, that would... That would be enough.
All right.
I love the English accent thing.
There you go.
But he came out this week with some marital sex advice for William and Kate.
Wow. So he gave them some royal tips, as it
were. He did. He did.
And what was his advice?
So his advice was that, you know, that being married, number one, he has had to go from having sex 20 times a week to now that he's married. Sounds like he's having a little bit less with Katie.
Okay.
You know.
One would imagine.
But he's saying the way that he's maintaining, you know, the sexual fire between the two of, between he and Katie is that, you know, they need to be sure they maintain, let's see, have spice up the bedroom by pretending to be French.
Oh, sacre bleu! Okay, so what do the French do? Act English? Oh, darling, get that wing away from me right now. You're...
Zut alors. Yeah, I don't know. I thought when I first read that, I was like, does he mean like French maid? Does he mean like...
French kissing? French tickler?
Right. There are a lot of, you know, sexual sort of, you know, behaviors and connotation and language around, you know, sexuality that come from the French, but I don't know. It sounds like maybe his thing is a French accent.
Apparently.
Whereas mine is English.
There
but
you go.
Who knows? So that was kind of interesting. Did you catch the wedding at all?
I did, actually.
Did you stay up and everything?
I did. I actually stayed up.
Oh, you're so cute.
I stayed up to I watched the arrivals and everything, and then I watched the first part of the vows, and I'm like, I'm not sticking around for the whole ceremony.
Right, because it was an hour long, right?
Exactly. Okay. So I saw the unveiling. I mean, she looked absolutely beautiful, as everyone has been saying.
Nice choice. Yeah, nice absolutely. Choice and everything.
Yep.
I thought that was good.
Yep. And, you know, I thought it was wonderful. You know, of course, it's, you know, reminds me as, you know, I see the Blue Angels at whatever, every 4th of July, right. You know, wedding. It's like, so how much does that cost?
Oh, my God.
How much is that costing the taxpayers? So there's a little bit about, don't mean to rain on the parade.
No.
It was fun and royal weddings. Woohoo. But,
right. Okay. I guess just the foliage that they brought into the church, which was lovely. Because there were all those live trees.
Right. Like 80,000 pounds, yeah.
Per whatever,
right. And I don't mean pounds of weight.
No.
Pounds, English pounds.
Yeah.
Pounds sterling, darling.
Yeah, I have to admit, I did not get up for it, but I remember as a little girl, I actually stayed up for the Princess Diana one.
Yes, I saw that one too.
Yes.
Well.
So, but I have to admit, from everything, I did the first thing in the morning, I did go back and kind of get all the highlights.
How could you not?
Highlight reels. I know, my husband was totally making fun of me. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like... It's just 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's just the highlights.
It's every girl in gay boy's fantasy. It's the princess.
And I have to say that they actually, I mean, we're all yahoos. We don't know what's going on in their personal lives. But they actually looked happy. Like, they might actually like one another versus the Charles and Diana thing.
Right, of course. You know, the other thing that was really kind of interesting / shocking or sobering is seeing the pictures of Diana. Do you realize she was only 19 when she married him? I was like, wow, she was a kid. And now, of course, I was 18 or 17 at the time.
Right,
you know. And you know, in hindsight, it's like, oh my God, she was a kid.
Yeah,
she
totally.
Was just a kid.
And these and Will and
Charles
Kate,
was what, like 64?
Oh my God,
no,
I think he's always been 64. He and Camilla have been the same age perpetually.
Right.
But the funny thing is too is that Will and Kate. Some people are like, well, I'm sure they're probably still virgins. I'm like, please,
I know.
They've been living together 4 years, which is okay. I think that's actually better.
Of course.
But there's still assumptions kind of afoot about
that. Well, and they dated early on, too. So.
They did. They've been off and on, actually, I think, quite a while.
Yeah.
So good luck, Will and Kate. And
exactly.
If you need some sex advice, we're here for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to take Russell's.
Exactly.
So that's the deal. First question.
Okay. Anthony has an incredible shrinking penis. Wow. I used to be pretty well endowed, he says. I used to be very skinny, only 135 pounds. I started having kids about 10 years ago. I gained weight, and when my wife was pregnant with our firstborn, I'm now about 220, and over the years, my penis has been shrinking. I think it is due to the weight that I have gained. I am now down to 199, and even then, I still did not see a size increase. Is there anything that I can do about this? It appears that I have lost about 4 or 5 inches and want to gain it back. I feel less of a man than I once did because of it, and I'm afraid of asking my doctor what I need to do.
So this is kind of reminding me of the whole funhouse mirror thing.
Which is?
Like you're looking at yourself in a funhouse mirror, and it's like, you know, you're kind of like totally like distorted proportionally.
Oh, right, of course.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so... Number one, when he was 135 pounds, that doesn't sound like that was probably very healthy anyway. I mean, and when you're like that, 10 years ago.
Or if you have 7% body weight, you have 7% body weight.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is what it is. And
right.
Everything's going to look bigger with 7%
totally.
Body
no,
weight.
No, no, no. Absolutely. But the thing I'm concerned about is he's lost 4 to 5 inches and he wants to gain it back. I just got to think that's perception. What do you think?
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I don't know if maybe, you know, there are times or conditions in a man's life that you... I mean, I actually do find that sometimes mm-hmm. it's like I go through periods, like it seems like I hang a little lower.
Yeah.
It's like, you know,
okay.
I don't know if it's the heat or environmental or
right.
stress or whatever.
Hormones.
But hormones, yeah, mm-hmm. you know. So it could be, you know, a little bit of a combination of that.
Right.
Again, you know, if you're comparing it to a larger belly and that, you know, not only does your belly gain weight, you gain weight in your pubic area.
Yeah, the mom's pubis definitely
yeah.
is a nice little fat deposit.
Exactly.
There right
above
and
the shaft. That is going to start to, you know, sort of, you know, you start to consume your girth or your inches there,
yeah.
as it were, and make it look like it's going to be smaller. So, yeah, I mean, as you lose the weight, I would imagine you're going to see a difference. 4 to 5 inches, that seems...
That's significant.
Well,
I mean, that's
it, also, it also means he started with like a 12-inch cock.
Well, right, that's the other question, because it's like, the average size for most men is 4.5 to 6 inches,
right.
flaccid.
Right.
And the smaller you are, the more you tend to grow. You know, there's the showers and growers,
mm-hmm.
right? So, and the larger you are, the less you tend to grow.
Right.
So, you know, I think, Anthony, if you're hopefully, it sounds like if you've lost weight, you're working out and you're feeling better about your body in general, and that maybe that will help you just feel better about yourself, period.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You know, I hate to, I don't want to seem like I'm too questioning about it, but, you know, if he wanted to try, I'm trying to think of some things that would maybe give him more confidence around
well,
his penis.
Yeah. The other thing that I find interesting is he's not saying that it is doing anything about his sex life. And it's like, it's not
right.
impeding his sex life.
Right.
It's like, if you're still having great sex, you know, with your wife and she's not complaining, then, you know, I don't
right.
see, you know, there's not a huge problem. The other thing that I would like to address, too, is the last part of your statement, Anthony, you say, I'm afraid of asking my doctor what I need to do. And you know what? I had a really great doctor once
mm-hmm.
who told me, it's like, if you cannot ask me or tell me anything
right.
about your health, then you need to find another doctor
yeah,
that
get a
you
new
can.
Doctor.
So
that's true.
You need to be able to tell your doctor what is going on in your concern. You know, it's like, you might be embarrassed about it. You got to get over it, because if it's a true concern, ask the question. I'm sure he or she has heard
everything. No,
so.
that's very true, because if you're really concerned about this, Anthony, I would say the next step after talking to us, obviously, would be to talk to your doctor. And, you know, what if there's some sort of circulation problem? What if there's, I don't know, something that I can't, you know, come up with here without looking at you? And that does not mean you need to send us a picture, just so you know. It's more like, get into a doctor, have that person look at you in person. And, you know, in the meantime, you know, some guys do the little, you know, hygiene tricks where they
oh, right.
shave a little bit more.
Trim,
to look
right,
bigger.
Exactly. Trim it down, makes it look
right.
bigger.
So,
yes.
And also, some of the guys have liked using penis pumps, which
mm-hmm.
pulls more blood into the penis, or using cock rings. I'd say those are options if you just want to play with those. But if you're truly concerned and it seems more like a medical issue versus just your perception, that would be the next
get
step.
It checked out.
You got it. Next question. Schulte feels like his wife is checked out.
Speaking of checking out.
Oh, well, there you have it. I am 48 and my wife is 37. We've been married 11 years and have 2 kids. My sex drive is the same it was when I was 18, and I'm ready at the drop of a hat, but my wife could care less about sex. However, she has sex with me 3 to 5 times a week. My struggle is, although she has an orgasm 85% of the time, which I always make sure she comes first, as soon as she comes, she is mentally over and out of the experience, and I am left feeling like a one-man show. She claims she never masturbates, never gets horny, and I truly believe she's never had an affair, nor have I. She's beautiful, has a great body, and is not embarrassed to walk around nude. She was actually in Playboy. Is there something I can do that will help her appreciate sex more and stay engaged? Sex is the last thing on our daily agenda. We have a great relationship, but I just wish the sex was better, I want to feel like the two of us are more involved. Sorry about that. So,
she sounds like a man.
Meaning? Clarify.
Meaning is like, I just came. Yeah, see ya. I was like, hey, the game's on.
Rolling over. Yeah. Rolling over on you.
Okay.
Right.
So interesting, you know, because it is, in a way, this is a lot of role reversal, because I think you hear this from women a lot.
Yes.
It's like, my husband, he just comes, he shoots his wad, and then he's off, you know, looking at the...
So I think it's lovely, Schulte, that you're wanting to feel more connection with her.
Right. Which is really nice.
Yes.
You know, it's also really nice that she's giving you sex 3 to 5 times a week.
I get what we were talking about perceptions just a moment ago. Schulte... Are you aware that other not that this makes it okay or normalizes it or whatever, but 3 to 5 times a week, quantity-wise, not unreasonable as a general rule.
Okay.
Having an orgasm most of the time, in fact, specifically 85%.
Right.
Pretty good.
Right.
And
being married 11 years.
And 2 kids.
And 2 kids and having...
I want to give you guys gold stars.
No kidding.
Because at least she's showing up to do it, and it doesn't sound like... I mean, obviously you think she's checked out. It's youth believe it's not the first thing on her list, but she is finding the time.
Right. So, you know, my question is, when you're not having your raucous sex 3 to 5 times a week, have you made time to actually talk about it?
Right.
To ask her about it? You know, 11 years, it's like, I would hope that she's, you know, your best friend, your mate and all of that. And that at this point, like any doctor, that you would be able to talk to her about anything.
That's true.
And, you know, ask her what's up, because again, it could be perception, you know,
right.
She may be like, I'm loving it. You know,
right.
She may be having a great time. Obviously, she's not having a good time.
Because she's still doing
right,
it.
Right. Unless, you know, he's not mentioning the handcuffs and the,
right.
Know,
right.
The mail order bride part. You know?
Right, exactly. And if you're wanting more connection with her, also, too, really facilitating that when you're not having sex through just being affectionate, massage, foot rubs, showing, you know, appreciation in other ways, the more you can model that for her, the better. And if you're finding there's specific things that you would like from her that entail that.
Right.
And for me, it's for him to say she's checked out. Get really specific about what that means. If there's something she can do behavioral-wise or right. saying something.
Put down the remote, honey.
Yeah, right. But just to be very explicit about what you want, because that way you're setting her up to succeed.
Right.
Versus, well, I don't know, she should just, you know, be more involved. Well, what does that mean?
Right.
So,
right.
Anyway.
Role play, talk her through it.
You got it.
We'll be right back after a quick 30-second break from our sponsor, AdamandEve.com.
Sex. Chat. Dr. Cat. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
Hey there, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com and get 50% off just about any item. That's 50% off adult toys, lubes, movies, or almost anything you desire. Plus, get a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it here. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type Dr. Cat for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code DRKAT at adamandeve.com.
Anne is running dry. Anne writes, my husband travels a lot with work, and when he comes home, it's a non-stop sex party for hours on end. Oh, I wonder if that's the Playboy Bunny.
Oh,
there are times I'm not able to stay wet that long, and he hates lubes for vaginal sex. I also have been having more trouble climaxing with him. Is there something I can do, or a tip you can give me to give him? I just want things to be more enjoyable for both of us, and lately I've had to fake it a lot until he's done. Mm. Why? Oh, there you go.
Until he's done.
Yeah.
So, having a partner who's anti-lube kind of sucks.
Yeah. And why would that be? Why would anyone? I mean, is it maybe he's being selfish? It's like, oh, it's more friction and it feels better for me, you know, not realizing that it's like, you know, tearing her up like wet newspaper.
Right. Ooh,
you
know, how?
I know.
Yeah, no, it's true. I actually see it on a pretty common basis of men who are just anti-lube. And usually it's that. Either they're looking for whatever reason, the more friction, the drier friction for them is more titillating.
Okay.
Who knows why?
Right.
Not fun for her. But also, they think if we have to use lube, well, then I'm not exciting her enough. And why am I not doing that? It's a statement about him.
Right.
Or a statement about if she's not lubing up enough, what's wrong with her?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, but what I would obviously consider doing is that if something's uncomfortable for you and you want to have sex, it sounds like, Anne, you're interested in having sex with him and you don't want to have to fake it.
Right.
Because that just kind of sucks.
She could sneak in before and know, you know, knowing and just like kind of squirt some lube up there.
Well, that's what I said. There are actually lube suppositories.
Oh.
That you can put in ahead of time, you know?
Okay.
And actually, what they do is they're like little capsules that you insert in up ahead of time, and then they melt.
Oh.
So, and granted, that's kind of a backdoor
hot
way.
Buttered love.
That's right. It's kind of a backdoor way to address the issue. I would, the preference would be have the conversation with him. And maybe he just needs to be educated. You know, women, it varies from day to day how much lubrication that they've got on their own, whether it's for hormones or stress or diet.
Right. And like anyone, most people or whatever, everyone has different body types, and some people have, produce more tears and less tears. And, so you kind of run, you have dry days and wet days.
Right. And if it's something about the consistency of it, which that's another complaint I get from some men about lubes. They just don't like it. It seems unnatural.
Okay.
Use something more natural, like a coconut oil or something like that. That usually has a really pleasant, scent to it. And it also has, it doesn't wear down very easily. It's usually pretty good to use as a lube. But my God, good God, there are so many different kinds of lubes out there.
I know.
There's no reason. There's like hemp-based. There's lubes that heat up or cool down. Maybe you could introduce them just as a way to like, hey, honey, let's just try this for something new.
Instead of like a wine tasting party, you'll have a lube testing party.
Right. You know, just the two of you. Because if he wants to continue having sex with you, it shouldn't involve pain that you don't want.
Absolutely. No.
Okay.
So.
Next question.
Yes.
Lost and lonely is lost and lonely. He says, I'm a 42-year-old single white male that has a problem attracting women. Don't get me wrong, I get my fair share of smiles, but that's it. I look all around me and I see guys that are total slobs, but they have women and I don't. What could I be doing wrong? I'm always clean and respectable, and I've been looking for a woman I can actually settle down with and grow. You know what I mean? I just don't trust people anymore. Of course, I had a full head of hair, and I didn't have this beer gut before. But anyways, I've done the online personals, and I found that if you don't look like a GQ model, then you just don't have a shot with women. I've also found women write down one thing and then want another. Sounds a little bitter.
I know. It's like bitter
that does not
party
attract.
Of one. Absolutely. No. Absolutely. It's like, you know, everything is what's wrong. It's all outside of you.
Yeah.
So, dude, buck up. You need a part. The first thing I would say is change of attitude.
Yeah.
That's not a very attractive attitude, and the kind of person it's going to attract is probably not going to be a marriage made in heaven.
No. And it's going to attract women that you're going to have problems with. Because if they're attracted to an unhealthy attitude like that, then they're going to be unhealthy.
Right.
And I see it with women, too. Women who feel that they've been wronged by their choice of men over and over. And they get on the dating scene, and they just rip them apart behind their backs.
Right.
And that's just not... There is something to that energetic thing, too. Like, there's a literal thing about being attracted to somebody based on what they say and do. But I just feel like that's bad, mojo to be putting out.
And it's also, he didn't give a name, right? So lost and lonely. Mm-hmm. You're kind of having it both ways. You're contradicting yourself because you're seeing the guys out there who are total slobs who have women. And then you're saying, well, the only guys out there who have women are GQ models. It's like, no, you know that's not true. So...
You're justifying.
You can't do anything about your hair. And, lucky for you in the last decade or so, short hair, buzzed hair is in.
Totally cool.
Okay.
Women don't have
If you have thinning hair and it's longer than like 4 inches or 5 inches, you shave it down. No comb overs, no Donald Trump. Okay, number one. Number two, if you got a beer gut, do something about it. Stop drinking beer. Drink less beer. Go for walks. Who knows who you might meet in a yoga class or out on a daily walk, So, I think that the sunshine needs to start within.
You are right.
And then the sunshine
will
spread.
That sounds like a self-help book that you need to write, Ross. No, it's true. And it doesn't matter how you meet these women, whether it's online, whether it's in classes. The bad attitude is going to permeate. So we're not saying this to be hurtful. We're saying this to be helpful. And you need to be working on getting healthy. And that means inside out.
Yes.
So, the more that you can kind of... trust in yourself that you've got something to offer women and find a great way to connect with them without major expectations, the better return you're going to get.
Yeah, because otherwise you're going to be the sort of the pot-bellied balding guy with a scowl in the corner all the time.
Right.
It's like, you don't want that.
No. So
turn it around.
It's right. And you can. You can totally do it. I've seen it before.
Turn the frown around.
You're 42. You got plenty of time. Just spend some time on yourself and the right woman will follow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next question.
Keith wants to know the good and the bad. Mm. He asks, I feel weird asking this, but my wife and I have been married for over 16 years now. It's been simple and we're very happy and we do have a lot of fun together, but lately she's been asking if I can come in her mouth during oral sex. I really don't know about it. Is it bad to do this? Is she also asking? She's also asking to try anal penetration. Is this bad? No, it's the stuff that dreams are made of, Keith.
Good on you. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, okay, Keith, we are in business. You have your wonderful wife of 16 years asking you to mix it up.
Exactly.
She's interested in, like, expanding your repertoire.
Yep. And
that's nothing but good.
Absolutely. And it's like, you know, I just say, if you need the permission, here it is, Keith. Do it. Give her a mouthful. Shove it her upper ass with lots of lube. Maybe using a small dildo first.
That is right.
To loosen her up, but drive her to Portland.
Yes, absolutely. Go to Portland. And I would say, too, the anal penetration thing, I have an article on drcat.com that tells you how to, you know, start slow and get a good positive start with the anal penetration. And as far as you coming in her mouth, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's from the body.
It's just a way to mix it up.
It's protein. It's, you know,
it's all good.
It is good.
So, yeah, I say just jump at it.
Chat with Dr. Cat. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
Gay take. Straight take. It's the featured toy of the week.
Okay, gay take, straight take, featured toy of the week. Woohoo!
Yay!
It is the Vanity by Vanity by Jopen VR9.
Wow. And does it look like Prince's, you know, backup singer Vanity?
Oh, Vanity! No. What happened to her?
I don't know. I think she's still playing drums somewhere.
I was just thinking it sounded like some sort of robot thing. The VR9.
Right. So I did check that. It's like, it's a really interesting vibrator.
It's very sleek.
It's very sleek. It's very, if I might say,
yes,
expensive.
It is. It's a higher end, and okay. I like to mix it up with the toys on the show, just to, because there are some people who have been buying the same vibrators forever, and they know they're going to continue buying them. And the higher end ones, number one, they just last a lot longer because they're better made.
Okay,
you know.
Okay.
And number two, sometimes, you know, you just want something different.
Right. It's interesting. The shape of it reminds me of, you know, the are they called keyholes? You know, in a cello, you know, or a violin, the holes that are in the front.
Yes,
you know,
that's a good description.
That's very graceful. It's a cross between that and like a gay cop's billy club.
You're right. So there.
Take that.
Wait,
right. Didn't hurt? I'll put it on the dual action.
When that's right, because like there are dual motors. That's right. It's the best way to be.
Right. 10 inches long, respectable.
Yeah, that is very respectable. You can do a lot with that. And it's silicone, which is great. That's one of our favorite materials. Very natural feeling.
Mm-hmm. I love it. It has a security lock.
It does. Okay. This is actually...
Step away, bitch.
That's right. Get off. But that's the thing. If you are traveling with a vibrator, right, who hasn't this happened to?
Could
really?
You imagine TSA is like bringing you a... Excuse me, ma'am. Open up the box.
I've had it happen. Right. Because I've gone back and forth, you know, from you know, different places with sex toys and things.
Right.
And I've been stopped before. And I'll tell you what, nothing makes a TSA's agent's day more than them finding a sex toy.
There you go.
Because they will be talking about it from here to tomorrow. Right. You know what I mean?
I had a friend get stopped at an airport once and had the toy in there. And they're like, what is that? And he was like, it's a dildo. It's like, I'm sorry, it doesn't look like a dildo. What do? You shove it up your ass and you pump it up with air. Ding, pass, please.
Right. Nice little education. Yeah. Well, I have a couple of other clinical sexologist friends who they've figured out how to make sure that their sex toys don't get handled. Mm. They put them in a bag marked dirty. So there you have it.
God.
But you can avoid all that with this toy.
There you go.
And but yeah, the thing that makes it really high end and very nice, other than being silicone, are the dual motors, the travel lock, and It's rechargeable. It's got an ion battery, lithium ion battery in it.
Implanted in it. So yes. There's no changing batteries. You
no,
just recharge
it. No, you just
it.
Recharge it, which I really love that.
Awesome.
So we want to thank everybody for joining us this week. And you can email your questions to sexchat@drcat. And don't forget the reviews.
Yeah, we'd love to hear your opinion on what you think of us. So as my grandmother said, everyone has an opinion. Most of them are, opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one and most of them stink. But
right.
We want to hear yours.
Okay, even the stinkers.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Sex Chat with Dr. Cass.